Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella and Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to the show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about a start-to-finish deal for Jack and Jill. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free, and cool. we'll wait for Jill to finish what she's doing on her phone.
I'm here. I'm always here. You know what? I just happen to multitask really, really, really well.
Okay, multitask.
It's a chick thing. By the way.
Hey, you want to do a podcast today?
Hey, I'm here. Noam asked, hey everyone, I'm in the middle of doing my due diligence for my first couple of accepted offers. Yay.
Yeah.
The county I'm in is super nice on the phone, but they're kind of lacking free accessible info on their website when it comes to most of the due diligence, like for example, finding liens, deeds, etc. What is your go-to resource for due diligence? Mainly looking up chain of title and making sure there's no open liens anywhere in the history of property.
Very good question.
I tried TitlePro 24/7, but at least with this one specific parcel I'm looking to buy, the info in TitlePro wasn't complete. And even when I called their customer service, they were not sure what was up with that property. This property, I'll just have to use a title company to close on.
Yeah.
I'm happy to pay for this stuff, just not sure what the best tool is for that other than a title company, of course. Any advice would be awesome. Thanks in advance.
Well, just like yesterday, they answered their own question. Very smart people we have in the group. Seriously.
It's like, I want to say, and correct.
So, 24/7, Agent Pro or Title Pro 24/7 is owned by a company called Black Knight out of Irvine, California. And they have said this sentence to Jill and I multiple times. We started in California and we're working our way east. Mm-hmm. So the quality of their data...
Bingo.
Is fantastic west, but they're still working it out going east. And their goal is to get every single property done. So I don't know which county Noam's working on, but it could be an issue.
I got another idea too.
And then, and so for chain of title, I mean, Jill, you know more about this stuff than I do. For chain of title, if you're real concerned about it and it's a big deal, you should get title insurance and go through title. If not, if you can actually go to the county, you know, you can just sort through the deeds. That's what Title Plant does.
Okay, so Title Pro 24/7 is my number one go-to. Then number two is CoreLogic, and they are rapidly adding, like, I don't know, seriously, like...
We're licensed providers, by the way, of both of these companies.
I can't remember what the number is. I have the stats. I'm working on the stats. I mentioned this on a member call the other day. I'm putting together some stuff for our new site coming up, ownersdata.com. And basically, it's just cheapest access to CoreLogic. That's all you get. Just I'm gonna say what it is right now anyway. Ownersdata.com, which is launching any day now, $100 a month.
It's launched.
10 cents a record. And it's access to CoreLogic nationwide, less than half, actually, because it's normally about $275 a month.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah. That's what we used to spend, $275 a month. For nationwide access. That's it. That's all you get. No services, no anything like that. So if you're using it or you just need the flat out data, there you go. It's there for you because we are licensed providers. So anyway, back to that. So I was pulling the stats and they are.
Nice plug.
Thank you. They are adding like, I don't know, a million documents a month or something crazy because they used to only carry the vesting deed, the most recent document. And now they see the need for this too. So Noam, I would go number two, go back to RealQuest Pro, check that. Then number three, the county, because I want to do this right now. Let's put it this, here's the thing. When I'm looking at these properties or when I was in this position like Noam, it was usually in the evenings and the county's not open. So I need the answers right now. So I'm trying to do it online. So 24/7 first, then CoreLogic, then I'm gonna call the county the next day, ask them. And if it's really,
I'm going to get philosophical for a second.
Here's my thoughts.
Why do we care?
Well, I also, here's my thing, Noam. Depending how long the person has owned the property, makes a difference to me. I might stop. If this guy has owned this property for 10 years and has done nothing with it, I don't technically care about the 20 years leading up to it. Oh, and by the way, he bought it from his brother-in-law, you know, or something like that.
I agree.
I'm not going to go back and they go 30.
30 years.
Traditionally. Yeah. So
we buy property from people regularly who have owned it for 30 years.
Yeah. And then it's like, well, case closed, done.
Yeah.
There's nothing. Or it's 25 years or 20 years. Yeah. Because they bought it when they were in their 40s or whatever. They had young kids.
Right.
And they thought it'd be an investment A or a retirement thing B. And now they're 70 and they decided it's not going to happen.
Right.
So that takes the guesswork out of it.
Plus,
right,
it's land,
there.
Right? So if it's unimproved property, and there's no lender, that takes like 98% mm-hmm. of the potential issues out
exactly.
of it, in my opinion.
So anyway, that's so you need a those are your resources, and B, and then the second one is how far back do I really need to go, and then depending if it's how much the purchase price is. If it's like a $50,000 purchase price, I would be doing title anyway.
Yeah.
But say you're buying it for $4,000, Noam, now you got to go, all right, do I really need this? Okay, and if something crazy happened and I had to refund somebody $4,000 down the road, could I afford to do that? Yeah, I can do that. And that's okay.
We're here so you can benefit from our experience.
Mm-hmm.
So here's let me share our experience. In almost 16,000 transactions, I have never, I'm knocking on wood, ever had somebody come back and say, I own that property and you sold it.
Right.
Never.
Exactly.
So, you know,
don't get too hung up on it.
Yeah,
you know what? Don't create your own roadblocks and your own problems.
That's
and don't
right,
try though. To do more work than you really need to. And you'll be great.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Please keep these ultra intelligent questions.
Do you know
coming.
What? I got to say, imagine, have you ever thought about this when you're buying a car? You know what I mean? Have you ever paused and said,
are
even though we
go backwards in the
just
show
curious.
Or forwards?
No, I'm just curious though. I'm thinking, why do we get hung up on it in this thing? Why are we trained to get hung up on this detail? We don't think about it anywhere else.
You're getting a little miffed, aren't you?
No, I mean, I kind of am. Okay, I bought a watch. Let's just be example. Okay, how about this? You buy a used watch on eBay. Okay, you've always wanted this watch.
What kind of watch is it, Jill?
Cartier.
I knew it was.
I know. So let me follow me on this one, please. Am I really going to go, I need to see the receipts from the guy you bought it from and him, and I all better be legit. And I mean, you won't know. And
six women ago, they're going to call you and say, you know what? That watch was stolen and it's mine.
Right, exactly.
Is that going to happen?
No.
No.
It's so, I don't know why we're trained, you know. Yes, we do want to make sure, however,
all right,
don't make it hard.
Since you brought this thing back up, I'm going to start saying
did you buy my watch from a pawn shop? Is that where this came from? Is it stolen? Did you buy it from a guy in the corner?
Not the watch, but the engagement ring is used.
Oh, here we go. I knew it. Anyway, you say it was your mom's. Yeah, now I know the true story was somebody's mom. Was it yours?
So the real to bring this to a close, please don't worry about it. If it's rural vacant land, don't worry about it. If it's a skyscraper in Manhattan, you need to get title insurance. And I think that we've been sold as a community and as investors a bill of goods.
Mm-hmm.
This title insurance malarkey is not that necessary. And Jill and I started a company. It's not released yet, and we will release it by the end of the year, called TitleMind.com. Which brings reality to this whole crazy, too profitable industry. And if you're a regular listener, you know about it. And when the time's right, we will release it.
Bingo.
Today's topic?
Yes, what's the show about today?
It's about
I already forgot.
Jillsrant.com.
Yeah, that's right.
A start to finish deal for Jack and Jill. This is the meat of the show. So what's a deal look like from start to finish? Here we go. So I daydream. And in front of a computer, and I use Redfin.
I'm sorry. Oh, wait. Like, if you leave a pause in there, I'm gonna jump in. I daydream often. Period.
It starts with a Jack daydream.
I'm usually staring at a computer. Period.
And I look at Redfin, and or you know.
That's when you're not on Yacht World.
Yeah, that's actually true.
Oh yeah, sorry.
And so I look for a place to send some letters, send some offers out, and I usually these days I use Redfin. Sometimes I just look at historical tax sales.
Do you ever drive around?
No, I never. I never go actually. No, it's not real estate. Not about real estate.
Oh, okay, sorry.
It's about data.
Ah.
I don't care about the real estate. I care about the numbers and sale prices and asking prices and things like that.
That's the key.
I don't care about the actual real estate. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if it's a house. Doesn't matter if it's land. We just pick on land for some reason.
You're looking for an opportunity.
So I look for consistencies and patterns, just like a day trader would in the stock market or the bond market. It's basically the same process. And then I find a place that looks like it has consistent sale prices and consistent data, and I send everybody an offer for about 40% of what the asking price is for all this data that I found, all these properties. Then I go to the beach because Jill takes over. Jill and her team take over because what does she always say? He makes my phone ring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is rated G, Jill.
Sorry. Sorry, I just had
Take it from there.
Like, my bell, you ring my bell. Ring my phone, ring my bell, whatever.
Oh, if you have kids in the car.
Sorry, I went there.
Hey, kids, we have little bells in our bedroom, and we just ring our
that's
bells.
That's what we do. Ding, ding.
Yep, just like on a boat.
That's all.
Then we laugh together.
That's right. That's what that means. Is it hot in here?
It is hot.
Wow.
Okay.
Anyway, where was
I? So go ahead. I send out a bunch of data. I send out a bunch of mail, a bunch of offers, and then I go to the beach. And what do? You pick it up from there. What do you and your team do?
Answer the phone and open the mail. And we put it all in a spreadsheet. Because you know what? Because we talked about on yesterday's show, we're not sparsing it out. We want all the good stuff to come in at the same time. We're going to put it all in our system, basically. You could use a spreadsheet, but we have a system that organizes all this. And then we can look at them intelligently at one time and review all the deals. And you'll find the ones that quickly rise to the top. You know, you're basically going to sort for, you know, do they like my offer? What are the great properties, where they are, what attributes they have. You're going to, you know, organize that. You're going to organize by who's alive and well and able to sign. What are the deals I can quickly close on? And,
low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, you're going to go, oh my gosh, wait a minute. Something's going to, you know, this is usually what happens. One or two or five, however many you've got.
One out of 10.
Are going to like.
One out of 10, you're going to say, this can't be right.
Whoa, wait a minute. Sweetheart, look at this with me.
This can't be right.
Is it just me? Does that look like it's on a river?
Uh-huh.
Oh my God. Wow. Look at the trees. Wait a minute.
Is there a house on this?
And this guy really liked my price. And
he wants to sell it, this property for $2,000?
And there's a house next to it. And there's this. Oh,
it's gotta be worth
grab this one. And then you're going to quickly divvy up your acquisition funds and run out and buy them. I mean, that's really how it goes.
That's exactly how it goes.
The ones that you don't have enough for, let's just say you've got a lot. This is the best possible situation. You're going to be calling these people back going, okay, here's the deal. I can buy it right now, but I only have this much money left over this month. I can buy it for $2,000. You know,
or you're going to go to landinvestors.com and you're going to find yourself a financial partner.
Something like that. You know, how fast do you need to close?
Because you never let a good acquisition go to waste.
Right. If they'll hang out till next month, I'll do that. I'll put them kind of in a schedule and close them. Because my first choice is I don't want to share the wealth. I want the money. I don't want to finance. No, I'm serious, Jack. I'm being totally serious.
2 shows ago, you were saying I'm not motivated by money at all. Let me tell you something about Jill.
Oh, well, that's.
Hey, 2.5 carat gel.
Stop. I'm like, listen. Seriously. All right. I am eating my words.
I just walked through the garage and the top's down on your.
All right. Stop it. No, I don't. But come on.
Hey, Cartier.
Well, let's shut up. All right. So my point is, though, I could. That's true. I could do that. But then there's more work and I got to get the other person involved and I got to. we got to talk about it and how it's going to go down, everything. It's really easier for me and my team if we just close the deal ourselves. That's really the reality. And you find out, that's part of the criteria too. Who needs the cash right now? Because they're really ready to sell. And you know what? Jack's right, because it's true. Time does kill deals. So if I let somebody wait 2 months, they might go, yeah, you know what? I talked about it with my brother and he bought it. He said, if I was going to let it go for that price, and he wants it. And that does happen. So you brought up a good point. Yeah. So thank you, Jack. Now, do you want
to? So there's everybody, if you talk to anybody who does this for a living, any version of it, there's always a bottleneck. And it's different for different people. The bottleneck for us used to be engineering. We call it engineering, but really it's due diligence. Like, the vast majority of these rural vacant land properties, these transactions, they don't have a physical mailing address, so they just have an assessor's parcel number. It's a number, and you can't find it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's,
that used to be the single hardest thing.
Man, it would just take forever. We had a whole
finding the property.
I had a whole staff for a lot of years, engineering staff, and we kept them like in the basement because they're weirdos. But you know, since then, Jill and I released parcelfact.com, which is
solves your GIS problem.
It solves your whole engineering staff. You could literally type in an APN and the corner points to the property. It pulls up Google.
And
Google
it's Earth. Not just, it's the real deal.
It's a real professional deal.
It might have six angles, you know. It might be a really funky, like, I had one the other day. The guy's like, is this right? It's like, look like a full rectangle, but with a sliver off to the side.
Yeah,
I'm like, call the county. They clearly, like, maybe it's a little access thing that's deeded
in. It's a deeded easement
is. There you go.
It's a deeded platted easement.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, congratulations, there's your access.
That stumped me.
Right.
I haven't seen a deal like that in quite some time.
That's why I came to you.
It didn't stump me. I haven't seen it.
It was cool. That just means Parcel Fact is awesome.
So this is not a commercial for parcelfact.com, F-A-C-T.
Yeah.
But it's all, you know, we're here to solve problems.
It does.
And it's really incredibly cheap for the information that it actually provides.
Well, and I want to point out something too. Okay, so we're doing a start to finish deal, right? So what's interesting is for me, you've heard us say this before, probably. If not, I'm going to tell you, you win when you buy it. So for me, I almost feel like the deal's done at that point, because once I have this property at the price I wanted in my inventory, the transactions, it's in my name. As far as I'm concerned, that was the deal part, you know, because I know how it's going to end. I already know. But really, really taking it all the way out, you know, we got to do that. Now we got to post it. Do you want to follow up with that?
Well, all right. So now I'm staring at a database of, I don't know, 15 or 20 deals where our acquisition people say, this is, you know, and there's notes in there. They don't want to sell it for $4,000, but they want to sell it for $5,000. Yes or no, Jack? So every other day about, I go in there and I say, yep, nope, yep. Or I love it at $5,000. I hate it. I love it at $3,000. I hate it at $5,000 or whatever. And that's something that you can't outsource. There's a bunch of things that you can outsource as an investor, but making that actual pull the trigger decision is something I still do by myself, alone in the dark. Seriously. Once that happens, we decide to either close it with title, if it's a larger deal, or we close it ourselves. And so, how do you close a deal, Jill?
Okay. I'm trying to think of how to shorten it. Basically,
the seller wants to sell and they live in Connecticut.
Right. So what you're doing, you're just going to arrange with a local notary. And like, I go to notary 123 and I sort, you know, I'm just going to give you the skipping on the top here, not all the details, but basically I get a local notary that I'm going to overnight to them, the documents, cashier's check for them to go to the seller's house and do the transaction.
So we generate the deeds in-house, mm-hmm. and we generate them with deedperfect.com.
Which is another one of our sites.
Yeah.
That we created to solve everybody's problem.
We're just solving problems.
No, right? That's it. That's what's so funny. All of the stuff that we've done is because our members said, I need help with this. We're like, okay, we'll create a product. There you go. And then most of them are free to our members.
Yeah.
So like Deed Perfect and, you know, all the data and all the good stuff, the due diligence stuff. So anyway, so they close the deal and it's signed. The deed comes back to me. I send it in to be recorded. Piece of cake. And then we post the property and let it go. It sells.
And sell it.
That's it.
We just post it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
All over the internet.
Yeah, I don't sit and go, you know, that's perfect for Craigslist.
Landpin.com.
No, I put it all over the place because that's what you need to do. Or what happens to us now often is you, after a while, you build up a buyer's list, and I'm just going to email my people. I mean, that's usually how it goes. I don't even have to post it. I don't have to do any of the mapping and things like that because you eventually get a good list of other investors, and they know how to pull a property and look at them, and so you can just send them a list of APNs, basically, and they could say, I want those six.
Yeah.
And then we already have, we've been doing the stuff so long, they know my bank wire information.
Every property that we buy mm-hmm. is already sold. We already know who's going to buy it. That's exactly. part of the acquisition decision.
Yeah.
If you're brand new, it's you got to work through that. But, you know, if you go into our YouTube channel, I have videos about how to get an A-list of buyers really quickly. It's mm-hmm. actually really simple.
Yeah.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
You just about anything you want.
We'll use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. This
was that too lengthy?
The length of this show rivaled the first podcast that we did.
How long was that?
Like 20 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's important though, you know?
Yeah.
It's important to know that all the steps of a deal.
Yeah.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.